Radio friend, Lon Mondale. Headline news these days is spectacular pennant race in the National League. And then baseball team, you just can't keep out of those headlines of the Chicago Cubs. So you'll be interested, we think, in a statement from Charlie Dunn, the Cubs manager. Charlie said, "People often wonder how big league ball players stand the ground. Usually it's because they take care of themselves. They eat wisely and avoid stimulants that might interfere with their sleep. Since coffee contains caffeine, a stimulant that often causes sleeplessness, many ball players avoid coffee. To anyone with whom caffeine disagrees, I recommend Thurston. Thurston contains no caffeine and is a delicious drink which adds warmth and cheer to any meal. That statement, ladies and gentlemen, should prove mighty welcome and helpful to a lot of you. It should be particularly interesting to daring boys and girls, for while many people can drink coffee without losing sleep, many others cannot. So if you think coffee keeps you awake, take Charlie Dean's suggestion and switch to Thurston. And once you've enjoyed Thurston's distinctive, mellow flavor and delightful, tempting aroma, you'll say it's the grandest drink, hot or ice, you ever had. Why not start tomorrow to make your regular mealtime drink the favorite training table drink? Delicious Thurston. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Interest in the Jot 'em Down store to buy a shrimp for $1,000 in order to raise the necessary money to establish his claim to an estate in England of which he is believed to be one of the heirs. The old fellow used $500 of the money as a retainer's fee to a firm of attorneys to represent him, and is planning to use the remaining $500 for a trip to England so that he might be present when the estate is divided. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum over at the Jot 'em Down store telling Admiral his latest plan.
Yeah, whenever he told me I could make a trip to $500, I never asked no question. If they were right over the phone, I'd take it.
Well, how come you'd have to call Portsmouth to get it, Lon? Don't they sell tickets to England and out the pharmacy?
No, they didn't sell me a railroad ticket from here to New York, but they didn't sell me no steamboat ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this outfit prints all, I'll tell you. With all your reservations and everything.
Well,
all I gotta do is just get on the train and at the corner seat and start. Leaving here Sunday night, July the 3rd.
3rd? Why, you'll miss the picnic over at Chester Hill.
Yeah, I know, but I got to leave then so that I can get to New York and time to catch the day. Then things don't wait on me.
Well, I'll be doggone. So you're still not going, are you, Lon?
Yeah. Then sent the money for the tickets and all the phone. Made it on my cashier's check Saturday morning. And he said he'd mail the tickets right out to me, so it seems he's filling out now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, I'd just give the world and all if I could go with you, sure.
Yeah, I wish you could, Abby. Nice to have you. Of course, he said there'd be a party of them going on this tour. I won't be by myself.
Oh, very good. Where all is that you're going now?
Oh, I just see collect there. I'll call off a whole bunch of places.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're at, but I'm... Never let on to him. Might not all in fine countries, though. Said it wouldn't cost me no more going on this special tour and seeing all in countries over there, and it would just to go to England and back by myself.
Yeah, well, that's the best way to go, I believe, Lon. That way, there'd be somebody else along so you won't get over and get lost.
Oh, well, no danger there. He's going to send a list of all the places I'm going to and when I'm supposed to get there.
Uh-huh.
All I got to do is just stay with the car. To stay at the same hotel as you know.
But does that $500 include your hotels, too?
Yes, sir. Hotels and meals, tickets from here to New York, and ticket on the boat over there and back, and transportation all over Europe and everything else.
Well, if you paid $500 for the ticket, well, you don't have no money left, will you?
No, but I don't need none. Everything's all paid for. That's the nice part about it. I don't have to carry no money along with me. And there ain't no danger of me getting over there and getting robbed if I couldn't get back home yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. I hadn't thought about that. Well, say now, that's all right. It's all right.
Biggest bargain I ever heard of. 4 days in London. That'll give me time enough to see the town, all the sights there, and then we'll sell it.
Ain't you going to England?
Yeah.
Oh.
In England, London, England.
Oh, yeah. But will that give you time to look after that estate?
Estate?
Yeah, that's what they're going over there for, to get that money coming to you.
Seems a good job, ain't it? That's the only way it's been a trip, and I might have got where I'm
going.
I don't know what 4 days of doing that time or not. Now it takes me a little time to look up all my relations here.
That's just what I was thinking.
No, if I don't get done, I'm going to have to rest this idea here on, and I can catch up with them later.
Yeah, I could do that. Where all else is it now that they're going?
Yeah, let's see. It's Holland and Belgium. Is that a thing? France, Italy. I don't know where else. Holland's where they wear them wooden shoes, you know.
Wooden shoes?
Yeah, made out of wood. You saw pictures of them. That's good. You know, they're all standing in front of a windmill, you know, on calendar.
Oh, yeah. That little sunbonnet on the hill in our song.
It's where the little boy stuck his finger in the dike and saved the country.
Oh, little Joshua Horner, Mom. Stuck in his arm and pulled out a sign and said, what a big boy now.
No, that's another boy. This one has happened. This little fellow was walking along the side of them dikes one day, and he seen a hole where the water was coming through, and so he went over and stuck his finger in the dike and stood there for, I don't know how long, days, I reckon.
Couldn't he get it off?
Sure, he could, but he was saving the country, keeping that water back so nobody wouldn't get drowned.
Oh, what little water run through a hole your finger plug up wouldn't drown nobody.
Oh, but the water would have kept eating that hole out bigger till a whole dike would have worked together. He stayed right there, or somebody come to help him. Risked his life to save his senses. And you see him now. Little fella standing there with little wooden shoes on, too sleek and torn.
Well, why didn't you just pick up a stick and ram it down in there and go tell somebody what was on?
Why, you think he could have did that, didn't he?
Why, sure. I don't see nothing so smart about that.
Well, something that's funny somebody hadn't thought about before. He could have used a cork, say that, do. Might not anything.
Why, of course it could. Of course.
Well, they seem to think it was a great thing over there. They don't think they do about it. Maybe I'm a hero or a king or something. I don't know just what. It's been so long since I read it. It's a children's story.
Well, now, I never would tell that to no children around here, Mom. I'd rather go down here on one of these creek banks inside. But to that thing there, there's a water moccasin on the end of it. There's all about the nub, won't it?
Well, I ain't gonna tell nobody but you. You ain't gonna try it, are you?
No, sir. No, sir. You bob, I ain't. Well, then I wouldn't be trying it whenever I got over there if I was you, neither.
Well, I just happened to think of this today when I mentioned home. There's interesting stories that way about all in the country. That's the reason it's
coming. Oh, Cedric, isn't it?
Huh?
Cedric, coming up out there.
Oh, yes. Yes, I feel right thoughtful for that boy. He wants to go with me to this day. If I was a millionaire, it's that thing that wouldn't take him to.
He said that good, I'd like to just take him into one of them foreign countries and just stand back and watch him see what he's done. He's an awful backward, but he comes back nicer. That Paul here, him, Caleb, is just as comfortable right now as he was the day he made the plan to live. Living here on just in a bill. He's going to change
my mind. Well, yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Come on, Cedric.
It's good to be looking all over town for you, Mr. Bone. For me?
I don't
know. Got a special deal of a letter for you. Come down there to the post office, and Grandpa said it must be something important. Called him stamps on there. Yeah, it's important looking, all right.
Yeah, look at that thing, Richard.
It's the size of it. Yeah, thank you, Cedric.
Is it from them lawyers, Mom? Maybe you done got that in here.
Oh, my goodness. Same as I hope, Mom. Just style my whole 50 years. No, it's from Howard Adams Travel Service Bureau. Oh, that's the fellow in Portsmouth. This my ticket. Yeah, uh-huh. Down to do.
Oh, yeah. Are you sick, huh?
Yeah, this does do anything.
Yeah, like Lama Sammy, she wants to go mighty bad, Peggy.
You want to someday. Already started saving up, though.
No, if I sit loose like you and Lama, I'll go in a minute. I can't go and take the home, Elizabeth, and let her cry off. Get so much money.
Here's your trip, Adam. Tell us all about it.
Oh,
look
at them
stuff.
They're
doing well. Well, I have a lot of fun studying these things. Youth of America tour. Sailing on Queen Mary, July the 6th.
Youth of America? Yeah. Well, you're a little old for that, ain't you?
Well, looking on, you told me a ticket for it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, we'll tell us where all countries are going to visit. England, Scotland, Holland, Belgium, France. Like Switzerland, Italy, and sail from France to the United States.
Very long, yes. But how long does that take, Lam, for you to go all that way from back?
To get back to New York on August the 11th.
Yeah, thanks.
And here's where I'll be. Leave Pinewood, or that's Tennessee. July the 3rd, you're in New York and sail July the 6th and Queen Mary.
The Queen Mary?
On the Queen Mary.
Huh?
She's a boat.
Oh.
Arrive at Southampton, July the 11th. Wait a minute, he's got me going to the wrong place. I told him I wanted to go to London. Oh, where you embark for London?
Where you do what for London?
Embark, it says here. That must be English for leave.
Well, ain't you going clean to London on the boat?
I tell you this thing.
Further along? What's that picture for that sign?
That's just some of the sights here for you. The Coliseum, the Louvre, Buckingham Palace, kind of like a rodeo. Lake Lucerne. Oh, it says, picture yourself cycling through 1,000 miles as soon as you're up. Hot dog.
1,000 miles, that's yeah. Long.
All I gotta do is just sit back and enjoy myself. Everything's all paid.
Well, go on and leave the rest of that. I'm not a dog, that's anyway.
I have to be Southampton where you are in by Sunday. Your bicycle will be waiting for you on the pier and the party will leave immediately.
Bicycle?
Now, just imagine that. What's he talking about?
Well, what did this thing over here, Lama? It says bicycle there, something like that, right over there.
Oh, this is a whole bunch of them, aren't you? The Youth of America tour combines economy with those who love invigorating exercise and the great outdoors. See Europe the continental way. Ride your bike to picturesque Europe. Now, I'll be dead, but you know what I did? The dead brains, I ain't bought myself a ticket on a bicycle.
I'm going to look forward to pedaling a bicycle 1,000 miles to Europe this summer. Does this sound familiar to any of you ladies?
Well, darling, it takes itself rain for another hot day.
Gosh, I hope it isn't a scorcher like yesterday.
But if it is, when I get home from work, don't let's have anything hot to eat. Let's have a nice cold supper, huh?
Yes, and how about having you with that cold supper a grand, refreshing, frosty drink? Ice Postum. Now, when you're hot and tired and thirsty, Ice Postum is the very thing to cheer you up and cool you off. Postum contains no caffeine, so it cannot possibly irritate summer-filled nerves. And Postum can be left standing without losing or changing its flavor, so you can make a whole day's supply, enough for meals as well as between meals all at once. And you can get it from your grocer in two forms. Postum cereal, the drink you make by boiling or percolating, and instant Postum, made instantly in the cup. Serve golden brown ice Postum tomorrow in a long, tall glass with cracked ice and maybe a generous topping of whipped cream. And see if your family doesn't vote it their favorite mealtime treat. Ice Postum. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.